From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With U.S. ag groups watching from the sidelines, the European Union is securing new and expanded trade markets in Asia, South America, and North America. As reported in AgriPulse, the EU's David O'Sullivan says if we complete all these deals, we will be at the center of the largest free trade network the world has seen by 2019. O'Sullivan touts several impressive EU accomplishments, including an ambitious trade deal with Canada that takes effect now. The American Farm Bureau Federation supports the Supreme Court's ruling that federal district courts, not federal courts of appeals, have jurisdiction to hear challenges to the Waters of the U.S. rule. Farm Bureau General Counsel Ellen Steen says this decision brings greater clarity to an important issue that's bogged down litigation over this and other regulations, but it also creates uncertainty as the Sixth Circuit must lift its nationwide stay on the 2015 rule. She says the EPA has not yet finalized its proposed rule to delay the unlawful and dangerous WOTUS rule while considering whether to repeal it. The 2018 Alltech Global Feed Survey estimates international feed tonnage has exceeded 1 billion metric tons for the second straight year, with a total of 1.07 billion metric tons in 2017. According to AgWire.com, the growth was strong at 2.57% over the previous year. The feed industry, valued at $430 billion, has seen 13% growth over the past 5 years. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.